Have a seat. Well, the Abundance series, my prayer for it really was this, that you would start to get a picture of God that is bigger than the one that you currently have. That there's something that in what we've been sharing that has shifted the way that you see God in such a way that it enables you to see that God is bigger, that God is grander, that God is more abundant. And that shift somehow would make your prayers bolder. Because if we come and believe that we're not good enough for God and that God's love can't cover us, it limits our prayers. If we believe that we've done something that is unforgivable by God, that's going to limit our prayers. And so what I've wanted to encourage you to do through the Bible studies and through the Word and is to really just sort of say, God is abundant. And He's abundant, and His abundance He wants to pour out onto you. And so if we're in need in any area of our life, we've got to remember that God is the God who has it all in the palms of His hand. And we all go through times, don't we, of struggle and of heartache and of desperation because life throws us some curveballs. And we need to rely on God more and more and more to see His goodness and His grace and His love come to us. So we're going to be talking about God's abundant strength tonight. Because I don't know about you, but it's really hard to go through this life and be buoyant all the time. There's always going to be a time in your life, maybe not for you young ones yet, but for us oldies, where our physical bodies don't quite do what we want them to do. You know, you might have had a sporting injury and all of a sudden, you know, getting out of bed is hard. You might have had a back issue and all of a sudden bending down is hard. You might have all sorts of physical issues going on in your life. And you don't appreciate how your body works, do you, until something goes wrong. Until you try and do something that you normally do and then you can't pull it off. I reckon that most of us sometime in our life have come to a point where we've been in deficit with our physical health. And if you haven't, God bless you, you're doing great. But it's going to come. I think there are times where we could say that we get emotionally in deficit at times as well. And people have this at different degrees. You know, some people suffer from anxiety, some people suffer from emotional breakdown, some people suffer with all kinds of things going on. But even those of us who are fortunate enough not to have that evident in our life have had times where we have been emotionally depleted. And just like an injury can happen to you any time, you can trip and fall and do an injury, so can an emotional deficit happen to you at any time. All it needs to be is one significant relationship in your life go bad or break, and you'll start to become emotionally depleted. All you need to do is have one significant relationship break down, and you'll be in an emotional deficit. And it's in these times of physical deficit and these emotional deficits that we need to say, God, where can you come and do something? But there's also a point where we've got to realize that there are times in our life that we get into a spiritual deficit. Now, for me, when I was a young man, I was born into a spiritual deficit because I had no understanding of who God was until I was 16 years old. And so I was going through life just with those two buckets, the emotional and the physical, to rely on. But there was something deep down inside of me that said, I'm in deficit in my spirit. There's got to be more to life than this. Now, you guys who have grown up in the church or been a church in the past for a while, you might not have gone through that spiritual deficit. But even after I became a Christian, there was a period of time where faith was just hard. There was a time in the church I came to faith. It was about 6 years that it was just dry. Every prayer felt like it was hitting the ceiling and falling down. Everything I tried to do didn't seem to be working. Every time I go to pray, it was a slog. Sometimes we can find ourselves in spiritual deficits, and we need God to step in and do a work in us, either in a physical, emotional, or a spiritual way. And I reckon that for you and for me, we can cope with one of those things being a deficit. Like, you know, I think we can cope with being in physical deficit if our emotional and spiritual is okay. And I think we can kind of cope okay with our emotional if our spiritual and physical is okay. And I think we can kind of live life okay if we're in spiritual deficit, but our emotional and our physical is okay. But I reckon if we drop another one, then we hit crisis. I reckon if we have two pins go down, then we're in trouble. And when we have those two pins go down, how we relate to ourselves and how we relate to other people changes. How we see ourselves, how we see God, how we see other people goes into a different way, and we lose the strength. We start to become depleted within ourselves. enter into the strength that God has us, we've got to come to a point of understanding this whole concept. Do it for at least 7 minutes a day. We don't give enough time to just being in God's presence and allowing God's Spirit to do a work in us. I don't go wanting to talk. I go wanting to be. And there's a very big difference. And the last thing of this word is abiding. And that's really just realizing that we're not in this alone. We have community. But we also have God who wants to walk with us and be with us. God wants to give us his strength. But we've got to abide with him. And we have that picture in John 15 where he says, you know, the Father is the gardener and I am the vine and you are the branches. And if you abide in me and I in you, then you'll produce most fruit. It's the whole thing of saying, I'm not in this alone, that God is with me. So if you want God's abundant strength, put your hope, put your patience, put your resting, put your abiding in God. It does not add one thing to your life. But I tell you what, we've got experts in worrying in our midst. But I think that when we're soaring like an eagle, and an eagle soars, it doesn't expend a lot of energy. It just rides on the currents of the hot air rising off the plane, similar to seagulls. But seagulls in Scripture doesn't sound quite as good, does it? Soaring like seagulls doesn't quite have the same. We should put that in a chorus. Soaring on the wings of seagulls. But eagles, you know, they just run the slipstreams, expending very little energy, looking for their prey. And I think that when we rest in God and get energized by God, we can travel through not worrying about the stuff that we don't need to worry about. We don't need to go to bed with our brain ticking over 100 things that we should be doing. I think it looks like dealing with our emotions properly, crying when we need to cry. Couldn't time that better. Laughing when we need to laugh. Loving when we need to love. Dealing with conflict when it needs to be dealt with. I think for me, that's just soaring along. For me, I think living a life soaring like on wings of eagles is like letting the Spirit lead us and just allow God to move us and to guide us where he wants us. That's just not on the big ticket things. That's on everyday things. And lastly, I think for me, soaring like an eagle is being expectant in prayer. Just praying and expecting that God's going to turn up. That God's going to do what God promises that you do. You know what? For me, if I have those things all ticked off in my life is pretty sweet. And I think that if you allow God to strengthen you and to move in you, then you can regain your strength and have it in abundance. So will you stand with me? Tonight we're just basically going to ask you that if you feel like you're in deficit in physical, emotional, or spiritually, tonight all I want you to do is we're going to pray for you. So if you're physically in deficit, you might be weary or you might have an injury, you might have something going on, then I'm going to ask you to just stick your hands out like this. And if you've got something going on emotionally, just stick your hands out in front of you, ready to receive. If you've got something spiritually, you're feeling dry, you're feeling like, you know, God is distant, then just stick your hands out in front of you like this, and we're going to pray for you that God will give you his abundant strength. Loving God, I just lift up to you right now everyone in this place. Thank you for them, for your love for them. And Lord, I pray for those right now who are physically in deficit, those who are struggling physically because of injury or because of different issues, Lord. And I pray that your healing hand will be upon them right now. Holy God, move in their bodies, move in their lives. And may they know your grace and your love and your power within them right now. Holy Spirit, come and knit together the fibers and the bones and the issues that are going on in people's bodies in this room. I pray, Lord, for physical ailments that people have been born with, Lord, that you'll even heal them. I think, Lord, of people who have been struggling for a long time in different illnesses, Lord, that you will heal them now in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, for those people who have emotional deficits, Lord. For those who are struggling, Lord, those with anxiety, those who struggle with issues of their brain not switching off or worry or concern. And Lord, may they know your love and your grace upon their life now. Renew their mind and restore them, Lord. May they know your love for them. And may your peace flood their mind and their heart right now in Jesus' name. May you recharge them emotionally, Lord, through your love and through your grace. Loving God, we pray for those who are spiritually dry. Lord, fill them again afresh and anew with your Holy Spirit that energizes and reconnects us to the Father. Holy Spirit, come and spark our hearts again for love for you. Take away the dryness and fill it and flood them with your love and your grace and your mercy. God, we thank you that you love them and that you're there for them. Show it to them now by renewing their hearts and their minds. And we thank you, Lord, that you love the crows. So, loving God, may you come and fill us all with your grace and your peace. So loving God, be with us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.